Inasmuch as Merlin is a predictor of these spikes for the future, how in the heck does it register these cycles when they haven't even occurred yet?
Well, because the cycles exist. The cycles are mathematical intervals in which there is elements of musical coherence and lack of coherence going on. It's a little bit like, let's see if I can give you an example. Suppose, for instance, you made a clock out of ping pong balls sitting on mousetraps, and you dropped the ping pong ball into the room with the mousetraps and the ping pong balls, and you wanted to know when the maximum dynamic was going on, that is, at what nanosecond were the largest number of ping pong balls at flight.
Okay.
And that would be the maximum dynamic for that system. And what George was able to do with my system was to take this massive set of cycles that I had noticed and make a clock out of them, make a musical score, run them simultaneously, and look to see when the maximum dynamic of all of them peaking would be, measured from a particular starting place and not just generically.
Now, is Merlin software or also hardware?
Merlin is only software.
Software, okay.
Yeah. Merlin is only software, without the supercomputers that the mainframes that George and the SDI guys were using. I mean, if I had to pay for this, this wouldn't exist because I would never have been able to afford to buy the computer time.
No, I understand. If you were to look at the time tracks for, let's say, 100 people and all of them spread all over the map over their 12 months of birthdays,
mm-hmm.
and all of them had similar spikes in the future at the same time,
what would I tell them?
What would you conclude?
Stay off the same plane.
Or it's a major catastrophe, or an asteroid hits, or something like that, right?
Or they're all going to hit the lottery, which is probably less likely.
Right.
Okay. But now here's the thing that George and I discovered inadvertently in the process of all of this. That is, if you know what already happened, and you set up the circumstances leading into that period of time, you can manipulate the outcome because you know when it's going to happen and nobody else is going to know that.
You can react to it. You can prepare.
You can set up, you more than react. You can set up, somebody once said that, you know, the forces follow the lanes of least resistance. If you set up a track for something to follow, it's easier to follow the track than to wander all over the place.
What if someone's looking at a track and they're in the process of trying to get a new job, let's say, and
right.
they look at the track and they see this spike in a year,
right?
And they go, that's it. I'm going to get ready for it. That's my timetable.
Well, here's the problem.
Well, hold on. They go on their job interview, and the guy gets into a massive car accident. Same spike, but he misread it. So how do you interpret it? How do you know?
First, knowing when it is the operative.
That's the key
piece of information. Okay.
All right.
Then, if it were me and I had, and you were a client and I was doing this, I would say, okay, what happened 7 years ago from that point? What were you doing?
Where were you?
Who did you know? What was changing in your life? Were you getting married or divorced or having kids or moving away? Or
were you sick?
Exactly. Okay. Did you have something that the doctor said, oh, that's nothing? Okay. You know, any of those kinds of things that happen. Because any of those, and often a little potpourri of several of them, are what that period of time is going to likely turn into, unless you set up circumstances that might diffuse that. So, for instance, if it was, let's say, 6.5 years ago, the doctor was looking and said, oh, this looks like an interesting little pimple here, you know. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Well, if in advance of that 7-year interval, when you see this big spike, you said, yeah, I think I better go to the doctor and have him take a look at that pimple, you might very well catch melanoma way before it was ever going to cause a big problem. Okay. Now, why would that happen at that point? Because that's the way things work. That's there is an organized pulse going on in the. In fact, there's several organized pulses going on in the universe, and those pulses, those cadences, are as regular as sunrise and sunset.
It's like a surfer riding the right wave, isn't it?
That's right. You waves can do lots of things, but if you catch them at the right point, you can ride a 30-footer. Okay, and you can ride it, you know, 3/4 of a mile down the beach. Now, a little unlikely maybe, but people do it all the time. How come? They were at the right place at exactly the right time, and they knew how to take advantage of that, and they put all of those together, and there was no accident in that happening most of the time when it happens.
Fascinating. And so George put this together after consulting with you.
Yeah.
Right?
George offered... he offered his staff, okay, George being a Gemini like you, okay, offered to have his staff sit down and do a lot of this to the point where now when we have to revise it, we're trying to find some of those staff members, okay. And it took them about 3.5 months from the time he first made the offer. And by the fall of 1989, we had a crude but working system. By late September, early October, we had a far more sophisticated version of it already. And by middle October, we ran this thing on all of the founding dates of all of the Soviet satellite countries. You know, Lithuania and, you know, Czechoslovakia and, you know, all of them. And we took their official founding date, their you know, 4th of July.
Like their birthday, yeah.
Right, their birthday. And we ran these things. And one after another had this, looked like Tiger Woods run looks right now.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll get into that at the top of the
hour. Right, well, your listeners who are online can actually go to the website and bring up Tiger Woods run and look at it.
Now, which one?
Find it.
Time Tracks or Project Merlin?
If they go to Time Tracks, I'll give it to right now. If they go to timetracks.org.
And that's TRAKS.
That's right, TRAKS.org. If they go to Time Tracks, the homepage, and they scroll down just a little, they'll see a run of buttons across the page. One says people and one says celebrities. One says events. If they click on the one that says people, and then they scroll down to the very bottom of that page, they'll find Tiger Woods' run.
And if I'm reading this right, Paul, Tiger's tracks are going to spike even higher over the next 3 or 4 years
than they have
this year.
That's right. But what's really interesting is that if you look at the rest of the page, this is an 18-year track of Tiger Woods' runs all the way from around the time he first turned professional. Okay. Even if you posted this thing on the wall and stood 7-8 feet away, where is your eye going to be drawn?
Right at the bottom.
Right where we are now.